Sam and Amy. We are Gem.
Amy, you and I need to help Dangerous Dave with his relationship.
Oh, it's my favourite.
What's happened? Okay, if you don't know, if you just joined us, what you do need to know is, hello, my name's Sam. I'm married with two children. This is Amy.
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm unmarried, but I do have a boyfriend, and I live on my own.
Hey, and this is Dangerous Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I'm married to Lenka.
How old are you?
29.
29 years old. You live in Nottingham with your wife. No kids as of yet.
No.
Been married for 2 years.
2 years, yeah.
What's the problem, big fella?
Okay, well, it's a small thing. It's a minor issue, really. Man to man, Sam, would you be remotely bothered if your wife was completely addicted to a show featuring loads of hunky men running around on the beach? It sounds a bit like this.
Another season of Bond. I couldn't think of anything better. This place is the place to be.
Oh, Australians are so cute. They're so... All right, another season of Bondi.
Welcome to Bondi.
So basically, my wife's become addicted to Bondi Rescue.
I've seen it. I've seen Bondi
Rescue.
Right,
have you? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, it features, as you know, then loads of tanned Australian lifeguards saving the day quite frequently, actually, cavorting with Australian honeys in bikinis, looking all tanned and ripped and going through the waves on those really long surfboards.
I mean, let me tell you about these boys, because they don't, what they don't do is they don't go around in a boat, or they go on surf. They're like big surfboards, and if somebody's drowning, they paddle out on the surfboard and they just drag them in. The reason they don't use boats is because they save 25,000 people a year on one beach, because the riptides take people out so easily.
Yeah.
And it would be the cost of the boats. So these boys do it old school fashion.
Oh, that's
on
that's
surfboard.
Sexy,
they just
isn't
go,
it?
Go in, mate. They've got massive muscles.
Oh, imagine being saved by one of those. My goodness.
They're really hungry. And what's really funny is the vast majority of people who, this isn't funny, but the vast majority of people who they save are Chinese tourists, because for some reason Chinese tourists aren't very good at swimming. And when they get rescued, they are so grateful, and they grab the lifeguard. Thank you for rescuing me.
Yeah,
and
I would.
It's quite an emotional program, but it's a brilliant program.
Okay, so it's not about them. This is about me, because
what's the issue here?
My wife's gone onto Facebook saying that she's addicted to Bondi Rescue. She absolutely loves the lifeguards with their toned muscles and great tans.
So do I. I completely get that. They are extremely ripped and very handsome boys.
But don't you feel a little bit sort of demeaned and emasculated that, well, in particular, my wife is now watching this on a regular basis on Watch. It's series one. They've made 8 series of this thing. And she's going to be watching this every night for the next 5 years.
You being serious?
Because you're not the surfy kind of big guy.
I'm not a good swimmer, to be honest.
Never had a suntan.
I've seen dogs that can swim better than me.
You're jealous of a TV programme.
But the way these guys cut through the waves in the little blue trunks, and then all like the people on the beach are always like, you know, asking for photos with them.
They're in Australia. It's just a TV programme. It's not some dude chatting up at the beach.
You're married. Do you not feel secure in your marriage? That's quite a bizarre, you know. It's like, do you not look at women on Baywatch in bikinis and think, ooh, hello?
That's exactly right. Why are there no female lifeguards on
hello,
this show? Why is it all men?
Baywatch?
God, you're young, aren't you? You're a young chap. Why would you worry about this?
Should be equal opportunities on Bondi Beach.
I happened to watch Bondi Beach yesterday afternoon when I got back from work. It's very entertaining. Amy, you should definitely watch it.
I cannot wait.
Stand up, Dave. Take your headphones off.
Hi.
Take your polo shirt off.
No.
Take your shirt off.
Fine.
Why are you breathing in?
That's the problem, isn't
it? You
don't
need to impress us.
Why can't my wife watch the Great British Bake Off with normal people eating cake?
Why is there no hair on your chest whatsoever?
Why are you so pasty? It's been really hot this summer.
That's the problem. We need to get you down the gym.
Sam and Amy.
We are Gem.